Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for people who love the tradition of Pixar Disney animation. Some of the greatest animated films ever made have come out of these people. And this is a follow-up. There have been four Toy Story films, all of them extraordinarily watchable and beautifully done. And this gives you now, with Lightyear, the origin story of the real Buzz Lightyear, who inspired the doll, who was taken by young Andy and became a stalwart in Toy Story. Is Lightyear a piece of propaganda? Why is it being banned in the Islamic world? We will get to that. We're reviewing Lightyear and reviewing Emma Thompson's latest film, the double Oscar winner. She won for both Best Actress and for both Best Screenplay at one time, with for writing Sense and Sensibility. She has a new film where she is emotionally naked and physically naked for some of it. Is it a payoff worth seeing? This is her new film, which is called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. And it's about the relationship of a lonely woman and a male sex worker, lonely widow. We will also come to a suggestion that the right way to fix the Second Amendment, says a former chairman of the California Democratic Party, the right way to fix the Second Amendment is to get rid of it. So how do you get rid of the Second Amendment? We will get to that idea, which is wildly impractical and will be wildly unpopular. But also, we are having the experience of a great big juicy full moon up in the northwest sky. And every once in a while, like yesterday afternoon, the rain goes away for a while and you can actually see that full moon. So that gives us a special conspiracy classic call of the week.
Call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner is this Call of the Week classic from June of 2014. It covers a range of topics, all of which have their conspiratorial elements or suspicions, right here on this Call of the Week.
Yeah, hey, I was thinking about this for a while here. This is one that's a little bit different.
My conspiracy theory involves the U.S. Air Force and the making of the movie War of the Worlds.
I believe that there is a conspiracy to smear President Putin.
September 11th, we all know this conspiracy is all about that day. Hi, Michael. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I decided that I didn't want to talk to you about Kennedy anymore.
Regarding Roswell, my conspiracy is that it was an atomic experimental plane that went wrong. They probably thought, hey, atomic energy is the way to go. But again, because we didn't have the technology, they tried it, and it went bad. And I'm sure the government would be more than happy to think that, no, it wasn't aliens, rather than, yeah, we could almost nuke past New Mexico.
Excuse me?
Chemtrails. I was introduced to it through Facebook by a friend. And I've just been looking into it. I got to tell you, I've been watching the skies over Puyallup and taking pictures. I want to know what they're spraying in our skies. I've counted at least 12 lines over the skies of Puyallup. And they start out as thin lines, and then they eventually work themselves out to look like clouds.
Wouldn't you try to hide it if you were doing something nefarious?
A lot of people don't ever really look up in the skies.
Look, up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's chemtrails.
I'm not getting much information except from the alternative websites.
Well, don't go to the alternative websites.
And I believe there are people on the American right, for example, John McCain, who hate President Putin because they would very much like to see this country go to war with Russia.
Why does John McCain want America to go to war with Russia?
I couldn't tell you why, sir. Maybe he has a lot of contacts or connections to the arms manufacturers.
Young people, somewhere in their 18 to 20s or whatever, are on psychotropic drugs nowadays or antidepressants, where the warnings that they give when they're advertising them state, you know, let your doctor know if you're feeling suicidal or having fits of anger.
And you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It is my opinion that President Obama has a conspiracy to ruin us. I don't think he could be that inept.
Think about that.
Okay, my question, my conspiracy, is there a conspiracy against conspiracy theorists, and are we facing discrimination? Thank you.
Do you think you're facing discrimination? Let the record show that he declined to answer. That was what is called a hang-up that you heard.
And on the Michael Medved show, if you have a conspiracy theory that you want to advance, it is a full moon, and we will take your call and listen respectfully, as you just heard, 1-800-955-1776. And if there are literally hundreds more Call of the Week classics that are available for free anytime you want to entertain some unconventional thoughts, when you become a MedHead Plus member, and you get access not only to all of our history shows, we have one that's particularly appropriate about Dr. Martin Luther King called Providence and the Prophet, and it's about his God-haunted life, which is a remarkable and inspiring life, appropriate to hear, as it is our Lincoln CD on The Real Lincoln. These are programs, history programs, that are available for free for MedHead Plus members. And by the way, great gift for Father's Day. And it's not too late because you can get gift certificates and more. The cost of a MedHead Plus membership comes to 22 cents a day. It's honestly a tremendous opportunity. Go to michaelmedved.com or to medvedhistorystore.com and sign up for a MedHead Plus membership. Okay, Sonia Sotomayor. She's in the news because right now there's a great deal of talk about the January 6th committee going after Ginny Thomas, who is the longtime wife of Clarence Thomas. And it does seem that Ginny Thomas had a lot of correspondence with Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff, and she was a very strong supporter of President Trump. And no, of course, President Trump had nothing to do with appointing Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas was appointed by the older President Bush. But what's fascinating to me is that with Ginny Thomas under attack, and I think the attack is misguided, I think it's a big mistake for the January 6th committee to try to go after Ginny Thomas, the wife of the Supreme Court Justice. Do I think that it's ill-advised for her to be so involved with the Stop the Steal plot, the stolen election plot, conspiracy theorizing? I think it's ill-advised for anybody, especially for her. However, it's also ill-advised to go after her, and she is getting defense for her husband from a very unlikely source, which we will play for you and give you a sense of when we come back on the MedVet Show.
Michael Medved.
He will give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show.
Outrageous.
And on the Michael Medved Show, if you take a look at the Supreme Court today, the Supreme Court as an institution has a left anchor and a right anchor, both of whom have been justices for a long time, both of whom represent a increasingly diverse court. Clarence Thomas, of course, was the second a black member of the Supreme Court after Justice Thurgood Marshall, who he replaced. He's been there for a long time, and he's under a great deal of attack and assault right now because of his wife's involvement, and she has her own career and her own position, but her involvement with the Trump administration and supporting the stolen election narrative, which I think is fatuous and wrong, but okay, she has a right to do it. Now, there's not a specific kind of defense that is launched by Sonia Sotomayor, the most left-leaning member of the court, for Justice Thomas, but something that was heartfelt and personal, and I think worth noting, because part of what is going to make America a better place is this idea that people with whom you disagree are not necessarily your enemies. They may be wonderful people who are just wrong on a given issue. And she was interviewed, Justice Sotomayor, in front of the American Constitution Society in Washington, D.C. And she talked a little bit about her friendship with Clarence Thomas. This is clip six, Jeremy.
Justice Thomas is the one justice in the building that literally knows every employee's name, every one of them. And not only does he know their names, he remembers their families' names and histories. He is a man who cares deeply about the court as an institution, about the people who work there, but about people. That's why I can be friends with him and still continue our daily battle over our difference of opinions in cases.
As she said, she added to that, I suspect I have probably disagreed with him more than with any other justice. He has a different vision than I do about how to help people and about their responsibilities to help themselves. Justice Thomas believes that every person can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. I believe that some people can't get to their bootstraps without help. That's a very different philosophy of life, she said, but I think we share a common understanding about people and kindness towards them. That's why I can be friends with him and still continue our daily battle over our differences of opinions in cases. More generally, she said that she and her colleagues had mastered the art of disagreeing agreeably. She attributed such civility to the legacy of Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who organized frequent group lunches and movie nights before her retirement in 2006. There's a sense of collegiality, a sense of cooperativeness that women tend to insist upon, Justice Sotomayor said. Look, I am sure that her warm remarks about Justice Thomas are particularly appreciated by him right now. Something that is not going to be appreciated by a majority of American conservatives, actually by a majority of Americans, period, is the headline, there's no way to fix the Second Amendment, let's just get rid of it. Yeah, let's just get rid of it. Take it out in the trash. This is like that comment by Elie Mystal that the Constitution, it's trash. He was on MSNBC. Bill Press is the former co-host of CNN's Crossfire. He is a former chair of the California Democratic Party. And he writes, the only effective way to deal with the Second Amendment is to repeal it and then replace it with something that makes sense in a civilized society. And then he talks about the mistake that people make, and it is a mistake. And Justice Scalia, who wrote the Heller case, said very clearly that it was a mistake. The Second Amendment doesn't guarantee access to everyone, to every kind of weapon, under all circumstances. But the fact is that if it's properly understood, why is it so necessary to get rid of it? And the question I would ask here is basically, is he trying to block any potential agreement with more moderate Republicans on this issue? What he writes is, he writes, of course, it won't be easy to repeal the Second Amendment. No, it won't be possible to repeal it. Because it won't be easy to repeal the Second Amendment. What an understatement! It would require a constitutional amendment, he acknowledges that, passed by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate, and majorities of the 99 state legislatures, all 99 of them, and the only reason it's 99 is because there's only one house of the state legislature in Nebraska. But you'd have to get a majority there. You'd have to get a majority of Wyoming. You'd have to, because basically you need three quarters under the Constitution to get the Second Amendment repealed. You would need, and then what would you follow that with? Okay, so you've repealed the Second Amendment. Will you ban guns entirely? I think most people would agree that the Second Amendment does say that the right to keep and bear arms implies that there are circumstances in which people should have access to guns. And that brings me to the idea of what they're fighting over now, over the key provisions in the framework for the gun reform. Democrats have been pushing for years to block dating partners convicted of domestic violence from obtaining a firearm, the boyfriend loophole. Current laws ban those who are married to, lived with, or have a children with the victim, and who have been convicted of an abuse felony or under a restraining order from obtaining a firearm. So Republicans don't want to extend this red flag potential deprivation of firearms to people with an abuse conviction just because it's somehow more acceptable to abuse a girlfriend than to abuse a wife. I mean, Democrats want to extend this to serious dating partners. Republicans are wary about how to define that, and some have expressed concern over a lifetime ban on firearms for a domestic violence conviction. Well, again, no one is talking about necessarily a lifetime ban, and I think they should make that very clear, and they should be able to agree on that and go forward with it. But for goodness sake, that this should break things down, then the other question would be about how much money they're providing to other social work and efforts to try to curb.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot focused its hearing Thursday on the pressure Donald Trump put on Vice President Mike Pence in a last-ditch plan to stop Joe Biden's victory. Trump seized on the unorthodox proposal from conservative law professor John Eastman to have Pence turn back the electors.
when the vice president presided over Congress to certify the election results on January 6th. Eastman's plan was to have alternative slates of electors submitted to Congress, leaving Pence no choice but to return them to the states to sort it out. A California doctor who is a leading figure in the anti-vaccine movement was sentenced on Thursday to 2 months in prison for storming the U.S. Capitol. U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper also sentenced Dr. Simone Gold to 12 months of supervised release and ordered her to pay a $9,500 fine. This is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
To call and throw my 2 cents in.
The Michael Medved Show.
The Senate taking a break, of course, as is the House, because of the Juneteenth holiday. By the way, this is an amazing thing. We're going to be broadcasting on Juneteenth because there's a lot of important issues surrounding this particular holiday, and I'm very pleased to be able to to do the work and to speak to you on Monday. But this is going to be the first year that really it is a national holiday celebrated all around the country, taking place June 19th and commemorating the date in 1865 when slaves in Texas, not when they were freed, but when they found out about their freedom. And so, again, a meaningful and joyous occasion. But the idea of getting rid of the Second Amendment, first of all, this is politically the dumbest thing in the world, because if there is just at a time when there appears to be people working together a little bit more effectively to try to do some meaningful gun reform. Let me go back to this this idea of the so-called boyfriend loophole. The point about the red flag laws is that this is really a matter for states, and there already are 19 states that have red flag laws of some kind or another, and they seem to be working pretty well. But if what the Democrats are saying is that they insist that all those red flag laws close the boyfriend loophole and do the same kind of ability to confiscate guns from somebody who has a domestic violence record or a domestic violence incident, I think it's perfectly rational and reasonable that if you are worried about somebody who has assaulted you, you should be able to bring a charge and bring a case to authorities to try to make sure that guns are taken away from that person. The idea that some Republicans want to have that over a period of time rather than for the rest of your life, okay, but how about letting the states decide that? Since the entire thing with the red flag laws is being let the states do it. They also point out in the piece in the Wall Street Journal that negotiations said they were stuck on language for two provisions. One would provide federal grants to states to enforce red flag laws that allow authorities to remove guns temporarily from people threatening violence. The other would close the boyfriend loophole that allows convicted domestic abusers to buy guns if they aren't married to their partner. Why are convicted domestic abusers less dangerous if they're not married? I honestly don't understand the logic here. So it seems to me that closing the boyfriend loophole should be a bipartisan move that should be easy. Lawmakers are also debating whether to make the laws retroactive to previous crimes or whether it would only apply to convictions going forward. The Educational Fund to Stop Gun Violence says that nearly half of all women killed in the U.S. are murdered by a current or former intimate partner. On the red flag laws, Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, who's involved in the talks, said states that choose not to have red flag laws but have crisis intervention or treatment programs should be able to qualify for the federal funding, too, pointing to veterans courts and mental health courts as example. It sounds like they may work this out. Certainly hope so. They also point out in the Wall Street Journal, while the talks started after deadly mass shootings in May at a Buffalo, New York supermarket and in Uvalde, Texas elementary school, lawmakers and gun control advocates say the laws would be particularly effective in what? In preventing suicide. Because in 2020, 54% of all gun-related deaths in the U.S. were suicides, while 43% were murders, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Look, it would, with the country so terribly divided, finding any grounds for some kind of celebration, some kind of people coming together and not making war on one another, and actually maybe making a few common sense reforms on firearms, wouldn't that be a positive development that might be worth Republicans applauding themselves for making possible? Then you have, as an alternative, a very different approach, which is Senator Elizabeth Warren. She is yelling fire in a crowded theater. She is, quite literally. She says we have a five-alarm fire. On what issue? Listen, this is clip 12.
The American people oppose this extremist agenda. Two-thirds of Americans support keeping Roe as the law of America. Three-quarters oppose making doctors face criminal charges for providing abortion services. We have to be blunt here. The Supreme Court is ready to move. State legislatures are ready to move. This is a five-alarm fire, and we cannot wait to respond. Now is the time to use every policy tool available to push back against an unprecedented attack on women and on their right to control their own bodies and their own futures.
Okay, again, more and more, there are questions about what the final decision will put forward. And when you hear the tone of Elizabeth Warren It's a five-alarm fire. Now is the time to respond. We cannot wait to respond, et cetera, et cetera. What all of this is based on is an illegal leak, and I certainly hope they do find the leaker. There's also this, which is fascinating. It's from Nancy Pelosi not being able to answer a basic question, whether she believes abortion is murder. Here is the way she responds.
A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility. It's up to her, her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other, and her God. This talk of politicizing all of this, I think, is something uniquely American and not right. Other countries, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, have had initiatives to expand a woman's right to choose. Very Catholic countries. I'm a very Catholic person, and I believe in every woman's right to make her own decisions.
Okay. In other words, she doesn't answer the question. All those countries she mentioned, Ireland and Mexico, have more regulation of abortion. And the difficulty of the situation we have right now is that because this has been defined as a judicial decision, it's a right to life versus a right to choose, you're talking about a right. Nobody wants to compromise on a right. Virtually all the countries in the world, except the United States, we're an extreme outlier, do not believe and do not even have strong calls for abortion on demand through the length of pregnancy. It is normal and real for people to treat as a moral issue a baby who has been developing for 2 weeks differently from a baby that has been developed for 8 months and can feel and experience is a living being and a human being. When we come back, living human beings in Buzz Lightyear. Lightyear coming up.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wishing everyone a great holiday weekend, the first real Juneteenth three-day holiday weekend for many, many people, and a great time for renewal and for celebrating spring as it melds gradually towards summer. And may things be bright for everyone out there. Hollywood has a bright offering from the world of entertainment. Listen. What's fascinating to me is that a movie that is made for kids, it's rated PG, it really is quite suitable for kids, and it's actually stunning to watch. I had the opportunity of seeing it on a very big screen, and it looks terrific. It's opening in theaters everywhere. It's called Lightyear. And yes, there are some differences in Buzz Lightyear as he appears as the toy in the four Toy Story movies. In the four Toy Story movies, he's voiced by Tim Allen. This is a more serious, less toy-like Buzz Lightyear. He's a Ranger, Space Ranger hero, and voiced by Chris Evans. And he and his best friend, who's also his commander, crash land their craft on a distant planet and end up getting stuck there. He is determined to help them find, through hyperspeed, a way back to Earth. Listen.
After a full year of being marooned, our first hyperspeed test flight is a go.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
You were narrating again.
I was not. Just doing the mission log.
You do know no one ever listens to them.
I know that. Narrating helps me focus.
Ready, Captain Lightyear?
Ready as I'll ever be, Commander Hawthorne.
This is exciting. A new adventure.
To infinity.
And beyond.
And the film, for anybody who likes science fiction, who likes classic Disney movies, one of the things that makes this movie quite wonderful is it turns out that Buzz Lightyear has a support, an assistant, a brilliant robot in the shape of a kitty cat. That is extremely winning and wonderful and will probably sell a lot of toys. The cat is named Socks. There is all kinds of political correctness in passing in the film, but it doesn't seem awkward or interfering. Now, the big controversy has been the determination of a lot of Muslim countries, including Saudi Arabia, where the president is headed, to ban this movie, because it turns out that commander that I mentioned, his colleague and best friend, is a black female, and you find out in the middle of the movie that because he travels away and goes through time warps and then comes back, that things have changed for her, and now she's engaged, and then later she gets married, and she has a baby and a grandchild who also becomes an associate of Buzz Lightyear. But it turns out that her partner is a woman. And at one point she is shown coming home from a dangerous mission in outer space and having a very demure, not sexualized kiss with her partner. Now, the idea that this is going to ruin a whole generation of children, which some of the Muslim authorities have objected to, look, I think it's going to be a big hit anyway, even without Indonesia and Saudi Arabia and a number of the more Islamic countries. The PG is appropriate. It is better, however, than pretty good. The film is highly watchable. It's very funny. And the special effects that you get with the chase scenes and the space scenes are just spectacular. It's a feast for the eyes. A number of critics have been hard on this film, but I think most people who see it are going to love it and maybe even enjoy seeing it again. 4 stars for Lightyear, which is playing at theaters everywhere. A very different kind of film is the latest from Emma Thompson. It's called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. Leo Grand is a sex worker. She, Emma Thompson, plays a retired teacher of religion, by the way, and a widow who is so lonely and whose sex life all her life has been so frustrated that she goes to this sex worker. She brings him to a hotel room where they meet regularly, discuss philosophy, and, of course, the question of sexual satisfaction. Listen.
Nancy?
Yes?
Let's go to bed.
Okay. What's it? Okay. The oldest person you've ever done it with?
82.
82?
Yeah.
82.
Nancy?
I see my friends shriveling up over the years.
Nancy, everyone needs something different.
Okay, and you may feel like you need something different and want to see this film. It's extremely well acted. Emma Thompson is a wonderful actress, and she is naked emotionally in this film. And physically, her co-star Daryl McCormick is also very good, though you don't know much about his character or understand much about it. The film runs out of gas and energy about midway through, and the whole idea of their developing a relationship seems forced, far-fetched, and unconvincing. Yes, of course, it's raised R for considerable nudity and pervasive sexual content. It's called a sex-positive dramedy. And 2 stars for Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. Not eligible for Oscars, by the way, because it's only playing on Hulu, not going to theaters. There's another film out there, Cha-Cha Real Smooth. And Cha-Cha Real Smooth, which is the world's worst title, is not by any means the world's worst movie. For people who are old enough, this will recall the great 1967 film, The Graduate. It's written and directed and starred in by a guy named Cooper Rafe, who focuses the entire movie on himself. But he's a charming goofball who's just graduated from college, has a job at a fast food restaurant, but then gets another job as a party starter for bar mitzvahs in New Jersey. And in that capacity, he meets a beautiful single mom who has an autistic child that he learns to babysit. And, well, the single mom is played by Dakota Johnson. Listen.
Giving your heart to somebody is the most perplexing thing. You can't just decide that you love somebody.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. I think we all have a ton of soulmates.
How many soulmates?
For you, like 4.
How many do you have?
Like 1,200.
the characterizations here are a sort of better than a ridiculous plot that doesn't add up. And there are too many scenes of him basically flirting with moms at bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah parties in New Jersey. And his mother is played by Leslie Mann, who's quite wonderful, who's supposed to be bipolar. The film is engaging. It does try to echo The Graduate, though this time the older woman with whom he becomes involved is not old enough really to be the mother of someone more his own age. It's one of those debut films that I think will get attention for Cooper Rafe, who is obviously he's a talented performer. And there's no question about that. But the film doesn't add up to anything. It goes around and around, and you have its moments, and there are moments of humor and some moments that are very touching. And by the way, the treatment of autism and a real autistic actress playing the autistic 15-year-old daughter is unusual and one of the strong points of a film that is at best very mixed. 2.5 stars for Cha-Cha Real Smooth. Deserves a better title. On Monday, we'll be talking with Juan Williams, among others. Juan Williams about the new holiday, which he believes is a surprising and meaningful act of racial unity in troubled and divided times. And may we have better times in every capacity and every aspect for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.